Hey everybody, this is the second soprano part of Everlasting Melody, the first two sections at the very beginning of the song. So we're looking at measure 9 through measure 36. And when you're following along with your music, which you should be, do remember that, or do notice that measure 9 through 28 will repeat one time. Then when we get to 28 through 36, that's going to repeat again also. I'm going to put my voice in my singing voice. My heart sings a melody. When you practice, you're going to put it in your treble voice. My heart sings a melody. While you're following along with your music. Going to go slow, and the reason for that is there are lots of notes in here, and I want to make sure you learn them correctly. The rhythms are a little bit tricky too, so we just want to make sure we take our time so you can hear where the beat is and where the words fall in relation to the beat. So here is 9. Sounds like this. My heart sings a melody, an everlasting melody, a tune of love, a song of peace, an anthem that sets me free. Just when I think there's no song to sing, I hear a melody that is everlasting, everlasting melody. It's a long note at the end there. Again, that first section is going to repeat, so when we're in rehearsal, you're going to expect to sing that twice. Now, when we get to 28, it's going to be a little bit tricky where you're looking. So you should see two stabs there. The top one has the words, sing a song every night and day, and then the bottom one has everlasting melody, and then it goes to the top of the next page. You don't sing the words, sing a song every night and day. That's going to be the soprano one part. Second soprano part is going to sing the top notes of that second staff right there, everlasting melody. Now, when you get to the top of page 5 and you see a melody that will last always, you drop out. You're not going to sing that. That's going to be the altos. And you wait until you get to the next everlasting melody. This time, instead of looking at the top notes, you're going to look at those little notes that are the lower part right there. So the first soprano sing a song every night and day. And you don't sing that, but you have this answer that sounds like this. Everlasting melody. The altos sing, a melody that will last always. And you have an answer to them, and you sing, everlasting melody. Go back to 28. The first soprano sing, I will forever sing my song. You don't sing that, but you have the answer. Everlasting melody. You don't sing the next words. The altos are going to get those. A melody that will last always. But you do sing the answer. Everlasting melody. And that's the end of the first and second section. So listen to this a few times before rehearsal Monday. See you then.